Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. So for this podcast, for episode number 3, I decided I'm going to do the big fat geeky news. I'll work on the intro there. But big fat geeky news this week. So I'm going to go over the top news in superhero movie TV genre. Because there's a lot going on this week, and there's a lot going on because there's just a lot happening, and I need to get it off my chest. I need to talk about it, so that's why I'm doing it on the podcast. So no movie reviews this week. My next movie review probably won't be until Venom comes out on October 5th. So until then, every week I'm probably just going to do big fat geeky news. Until that movie comes out, and then we'll do the reviews at that time. We're still going to do the trailer reaction videos on the YouTube channel, so check that out when you get a chance. But for right now, let's get into the big fat geeky news. Alright, so the first segment of big fat geeky news, we're going to talk about James Gunn. For those of you who don't know who James Gunn is, he is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, which are a Marvel property that is also owned by Disney. James Gunn was fired from his job as director of the movies because of some comments that were made on Twitter from a few years ago that were inappropriate in nature and inappropriate towards little children. And, listen, at the end of the day, whether these tweets were a joke or whether they were serious, I hope they're not serious. For those of you who haven't seen them, please, you know, refrain with caution if you're going to Google them. I'm not going to read them aloud here on the podcast. They were inappropriate in nature, you know, suggesting things with little kids. So let's leave it at that. Whether they were a joke or whether they were serious, it garnered negative attention towards his employers, Disney, and they made the decision to fire James Gunn. No matter how good of a director he is, they fired him because it was the right thing to do. If I were to make tweets like that, I would, and it brought negative attention onto me, came back to my job, I certainly would be fired as well. Now, that being said, the cast and crew of the Guardians of the Galaxy have put out statements saying they 100% support James Gunn. They don't support his actions, but they support him as a person. They vouch for him that he's not that type of person, and they want him back as director. There's even one star, former WWE wrestler Dave Bautista, said that he would quit if the Disney executives didn't use the script that is currently done for the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie. You know, but most of the cast said they will fulfill their contractual obligations and continue to play the roles they have signed on to play. So really my opinion is, don't tweet stupid stuff, okay? Because you could get fired for it. And it's a sad world that we live in that, you know, companies are making these rules that, hey, if you bring negative attention toward our company, you're going to be fired. It's a sad world that we live in that those rules have to be made, which means that people are doing that. They're tweeting things they're not supposed to be tweeting. They're posting things on social media that just brings negative attention toward a company, and they don't want that negative attention. So, I don't blame Disney for firing him. He's a great director. I'm sorry to see him go. I'm sorry to see that this the way the movies are structured is going to change. But it could be for the better. We don't know. So that's my opinion on that. Please leave me a comment on this podcast if you have comments on the James Gunn firing. I'd love to hear them. And then also at the same time, hit that little 5-star rating and hit subscribe. Moving on to the next piece of news, Warner Brothers and DC Studios have announced that they will be making a Supergirl live-action movie. It is being written by the writers of 22 Jump Street. I'm just as confused as everybody else as to why they feel like they need to make this film. Same reason I'm confused why they think they need to make a Flash film. Really, it's about money. They think that Supergirl can bring in lots of dough. They think a Flash movie can bring in lots of dough. That is ultimately the reason why studios make movies. To make money. To pay people more money. So the CEO of the company gets more money. Ultimately, that's why movies are made. The movies aren't made for your entertainment. They are made to be entertaining so that you will spend top dollar to go see the movies so that they get paid more money. But Supergirl has a very established home on the CW network. And it's a very good show. I completely am okay with them making a movie. Don't get me wrong. If they make a Supergirl movie, I will be there to see it. Take my money right now. However, I do really enjoy the Supergirl TV show. I think there's a lot of character depth, character development. The story is fantastic. Great story on the show. Now, I probably get a little bit of heat for liking these CW shows from comic book fans, and here's the reason why. Oh, comic book fans are obsessed with canon. They're obsessed with exact portrayal from the comic book to the screen. Listen, I will say this all the time. I will repeat myself constantly. To me, it does not matter if canon is followed. To me, it does not matter if the costume isn't exactly right, or this character acts this way instead of this way. As long as the story is good, I can live with everything else. I can live with it. Because at the end of the day, I love these characters. And if you're a true comic book reader, these characters have been redone by so many different writers that you're changing your opinion of a character every time you read a new book. Every time a book comes out about a character that's written by somebody else, they're using their representation of that character. It's the same thing when those characters are brought to TV or movies. It's just those people's representation of what those characters should be and what those stories should be. So if you think that every director and every producer and writer has to take everything exactly from a comic book, you're just being asinine, because that's not the way it works. Okay, so get over it, comic book fans. Just love the characters and love that this stuff is being made, because this stuff wasn't being made back when I was growing up. So we live in a fantastic time right now if you're a comic book fan. So that's my piece on that. But Supergirl, I will bring a lot of money. I kind of see where they're going with this with female-heavy movies. As you guys know, Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out, which is the continuation off of the first Wonder Woman movie. They have specifically said that it is not a sequel, but just a different iteration of Wonder Woman. But we'll see. It's probably a sequel. Really excited for that. And then let's go ahead and skip into the next segment of the Big Fat Geeky News. The Birds of Prey movie is definitely a heavy female-oriented movie. So you have Margot Robbie, who played Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad, coming back to reprise her role. Harley Quinn will be aside the characters of the Huntress, Black Canary, and Cassandra Cain. For those of you who don't know who Cassandra Cain is, at one point she played Batgirl. So we don't quite know what Cassandra Cain's role in it. They didn't say she's Batgirl, but she could be Batgirl. Who knows? But they announced this week, I don't know if they announced it, actually I think the news was broken by Umberto Gonzalez from Heroic Hollywood. The villain in the Birds of Prey movie is going to be Black Mask. Now, for those of you who don't know who Black Mask is, he is a mob boss crime lord by the name of Roman Sionis, or depends on where you're from, how you pronounce it, but it's Roman Sionis. And he, if I remember correctly, the reason why he wears a black mask is because he got struck by lightning at one point, and that's why he wears the mask. But he is a crime boss. He is primarily a Batman villain, and he has not been portrayed in live action. However, he was in the Arkham video games. So Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, and Arkham Knight. The video games, and he was portrayed very well in those games. So I'm excited about Black Mask. It's great when there's still Batman villains out there that have not been portrayed in live action. There was a lot of talks of them doing Penguin again. There's a lot of talks about, you know, doing Riddler or something. I don't know, Two-Face. I don't know. But I know Penguin was really, really heavily rumored to be the villain in Birds of Prey because, well, Penguin's a bird. So, but I'm glad they're going with Black Mask. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I can't wait to see it. Moving on from that news, this is going to be a non-superhero segment, but it's still geeky just the same. So, Sir Patrick Stewart, who came to fame as Captain Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation, announced over the weekend at a con, I don't remember where the con was, but he's coming back as Jean-Luc Picard to TV. And I'm really excited about that. I don't think I've ever been so excited for Star Trek. I only became a Star Trek fan maybe about 6 years ago. I binge-watched the original Star Trek series, the three seasons. And then I kind of went from there. I binge-watched The Next Generation. I binge-watched Deep Space Nine. And I binge-watched Voyager. And then I started Enterprise, but I didn't quite finish Enterprise. I think it's still on my Netflix stuff. But I love The Next Generation, and I love Deep Space Nine. I thought they were both definitely my favorite Star Trek shows. And I'm really excited to see what kind of shenanigans Jean-Luc Picard has gotten up to. You know, I think he's excited about it. I think he said at the con that he's excited to bring new life to the character, and it's going to be a whole new story with a whole new ideas. I don't even know if he's a captain, could be an admiral, could be retired, might have to be brought back into the fold. I have yet to hear whether they're going to bring back any other Next Generation characters. It'd be cool if they brought back Commander Worf or, Number One. Number two. Number one. So, I'm sorry about my Jean-Luc Picard accent. I can barely do... I can do a couple accents, but Jean-Luc Picard is one of the ones I can kind of do. Maybe. You tell me whether I can do it. Make a comment in the podcast whether you think my Jean-Luc Picard impression is good. It's so number one. Ha. So, I'm really excited about that. I've become a Trekkie. I'm proud to be a Trekkie. And I hope you are, too. So, the last little bit of news that I have is that... Let's rock it back to the CW shows for a second. Earlier this year, they announced that Batwoman, Secret Identity of Kate Kane, is coming to... the CW, they announced that she was just going to come in for the crossover episode between Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and The Flash. And, they announced that, and I was really excited. I was like, woo! Batwoman! So, it makes me think that it might take place in Gotham City. But then, they shocked us all at Comic-Con and said, no, we're going to do a pilot episode for Batwoman and bring her into this universe and give her her own series. And I was like, oh man, that's another DC show on the CW. I mean, they already got like a billion of them. But heck, bring them on. I will watch it if it's there. So I'm really excited about this. But they announced today. Today I found this out. Ruby Rose has been cast in the role of Batwoman. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. If you don't know who Ruby Rose is, her claim to fame was Orange is the New Black. She came in as a character on that show. She's a really, really gorgeous actress. She's really good. I've seen Orange is the New Black. And she's a good actress. And I think she can do a really good job with this character. And I'm glad they picked an out lesbian. Because Batwoman is an out lesbian. She was the first out lesbian character. And I believe, I have to think about it for a second, but I think it was 2006 when they gave her her own series, part of the 52 run, that she was outed as a lesbian. What's more exciting about that is we already have a connection to Batwoman in the CW shows, in the Arrowverse or Blantyverse. So last season, or I guess it would be last season. Yeah, last season or two seasons ago, they brought in Maggie Sawyer as a character. And Maggie Sawyer in the comics is a love interest of Batwoman. Now, it has not been confirmed whether the actress who plays Maggie Sawyer is going to reprise her role in Batwoman. We don't know yet. But I think it would be kind of cool pilot episode if the very first scene of the show is Maggie Sawyer showing up to Gotham. Because she transferred out of Central City. National City. She's not from Central City, she's from National City. She transferred out of National City to Gotham City, and that's where we'll see Batwoman. I assume they're going to play it off as Batwoman is going to be in the same universe as Supergirl. So, as you guys probably know, or maybe you don't know, in the Arrowverse, so Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, let me rephrase this. Arrow and the Flash are in the same universe. They're in the same dimension. So, but Supergirl is on a different Earth. She's on a different dimension, different Earth. And the Legends travel in between dimensions and Earths and time. So, but I think they're mostly in the Flash Arrow universe. But Supergirl is its own universe, so you have to travel dimensions to get to Supergirl, and Supergirl has to travel dimensions to get to the Flash world, or Arrowverse, technically. But I think it would make sense if Batwoman was in the Supergirl universe, because you could bring back Maggie Sawyer as her love interest. If you guys hear that noise in the background, my dog is snoring, so I apologize about that. If you hear that noise, my dog is snoring. But I think it would be cool. Like, the very first scene, you show, like, a sign that says, "Welcome to Gotham City." And you do a panoramic kind of view of the city. And then you zoom in on Maggie Sawyer. And then the next scene, you can bring in Commissioner Gordon. You can bring in, you know, some of those characters. You know, I think that would be cool. And there's so many more Batman characters you can bring in. I think what would be cool if you brought in Lucius Fox Jr. or Batwing. I think that would make sense in a Batwoman TV show. And then, of course, there's so many off-putting characters that, you know, that haven't been done yet. You know, you could do a Killer Croc. You could do Mad Hatter. You could do Scarecrow on TV, and it would work. You could do, you know, you could do Victor Zsasz, or you can do, you could bring in some of those lower villains that people kind of never heard of, and it would make sense on a Batwoman TV show. So, I'm really excited about it, as you can tell. I've thought about it a lot. But Ruby Rose, cast as Batwoman, I think it's a great casting. I think she's going to do a phenomenal job with that character. And as long as the story is good, I can get over everything else. Batwoman's costume's got to look pretty good, though. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's got to look pretty good. Okay, so that's it for this week in Big Fat Geeky News. If you could do me a favor and give me 5 stars and hit that subscribe button, that way I come to your ear holes on any device that you want whenever I drop a new episode. Check out my YouTube channel at Fat Geeky Reviews. The latest video I posted is a live streaming Fortnite session that I had. I played 2 rounds of Fortnite where I absolutely stunk up the joint. So check that out, and then check out my other trailers if you haven't seen that yet. My trailer reviews for Titans and the Venom number 2 trailer. And then I think the next one I'm gonna do is Shazam, because I haven't done that one yet, and give my opinion on Shazam. So I think I'm gonna drop that one later today. I hope you guys have a great day and a great week, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you.